Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend, and you'll love the results. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about what are 5 good entry-level watches from $195 to $5,000 to start a watch collection. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. I know it's sad, the summer is over. We're headed into the fall, which is my favorite time of year. In Vegas, it's actually almost when it gets to be really good fall weather, which is usually to mid to end of October. It's like New York in the fall. It's perfect. Wear a jacket. It's nice and crisp and cool out. I love it. It's awesome, and I'm looking forward to it. I hope you guys are all well. I hope everyone you know is safe, especially in Texas and Florida. It's just insane, these natural disasters, and I hope everyone you know is doing okay. So without further ado, I wanted to talk about what are 5 good entry-level watches from $195 to $5,000 to start a watch collection. I think this is a very relevant and important question, and it's, you know, I think I backed it up with some very cool, very well-made and very affordable watches that, you know, are very careful, have very carefully been thought out, from my experience of owning these watches myself, from having friends who've had them, being in the industry as long as I have for over 25 years. I think honestly, these watches will stand the test of time. So, number one, and these are in order of price, is the Swatch System Irony System Arrow. This is $195. For those of you who don't know, I started my career in Swatch. If it wasn't for Swatch, there would be no Swiss watch industry. In the 80s, there was this quartz crisis where the Japanese makers like Casio and Seiko and so on and so forth were making watches which were extremely affordable for 50 bucks, but they were plastic calculator-style watches. This almost decimated the entire watch industry, and if it weren't for Swatch, there would be no Swiss watch industry. So I have a lot of respect for Swatch, and they still continue to innovate and shock and amaze me with how amazing they are. So the Swatch System Arrow Irony is an incredible piece. It's, you know, 42 millimeters in case diameter. It has 51 parts. These parts are screwed together with one single screw, but it's basically Swatch's very innovative and technical machine comprising of 51 parts in 2013, and they made it available at a very affordable price point. First in a plastic case, and in 2016 in a Swatch Irony or stainless steel case. So it's an automatic watch, it's 42 millimeters, it has a black pilot inspired dial, and it's fitted on a rubber strap, and this is $195. I mean, at under $200, I think this is the best watch you can get for the money. It's very clean, it's very good looking, it looks like a classic pilot watch. But on a rubber strap, it has a date at the 3 o'clock position. It has, you know, luminescent hands. I believe the numbers may be luminescent, or if not the hands, maybe the indices. Very cool, very timeless. You know, the rubber strap makes it lighter for sure. But a substantial size of 42 millimeters, and at under $200 for a Swiss-made watch that's automatic from the Swatch Group, from Swatch, you just can't go wrong. So that's a great piece for sure. The second one is the Martin Arrow. Martin Arrow is an amazing brand. I love Martin Arrow. They're a brand, for those of you who don't know who Martin Arrow is, Martin Arrow is a brand out of New York. They're a watch brand made in New York, or hand assembled in New York. And the gentleman who's the founder of Martin Arrow Watches, his name is John Tarantino. He's a friend of mine, and you know, I've interviewed him a couple of times. And, you know, he's really, he has a vision. I mean, he's taken the brand from a very small brand to like an amazing, phenomenal, recognizable, iconic brand. And I'm very proud of him. I'm very proud of this brand. I think I was one of the first few people to interview him in the very beginning of the brand's inception. And a new collection is coming out, so stay tuned for that. I will write about it. But my favorite watch that Martinero makes for the money, which I own myself, is called the Ace, the Martinero Ace. This is 42 millimeters in case diameter. It's made out of surgical stainless steel. It has a sapphire crystal front and back. And the amazing thing about this brand, or this watch specifically, is you have a choice of four different dials: white, gray, a marine, and black, with three Arabic numerals. And then inside you have sort of an inner sort of dial with you know, a 24-hour track, kind of for pilots, you know. And then you've got these beautiful sword-shaped hands, which are luminescent. You can even pick the color of the hand. You have five different you know, hands options, with different colored second hands. So orange, blue, black, red, and green. You have a choice of six different leather straps from black, oxblood, chestnut, cognac, espresso, and marine. And then you also get, in addition, you get a nylon strap. And that nylon strap is, you have 11 different options. 11 different options from black, olive, black, orange, navy red, red sand, tan red green, navy red sky, navy white, navy gray, plum, and gray. Now, what's amazing about this is for $495, you're able to customize your watch completely, from the dial to the hands to the strap, and also customize the additional strap that they give you as an add-on at no additional charge. And you can also specify which strap you want when they ship it. So I just don't know of a better watch for the money for under $500. They use a Miyota movement, 8821A movement. It's a mechanical automatic movement. It has a 45-hour power reserve. The straps are handmade in the U.S. and they're just a really, really high quality made watch from top to bottom. So I can't say enough about them. They're out of New York. They're hand assembled in New York. They're inspired by, I would say, you know, when you look at it, from IWC to Nomos Glasuta to Baume & Mercier to other sort of vintage brands as well. But very well made, very high finished, and you'll absolutely love these. My third option for a good entry-level watch is the Kingsley 1945 Type 3 Cali King in copper steel. Now, Kingsley 1945 is a brand that's made in Providence, Rhode Island. It's style designed and hand-assembled in Providence, Rhode Island, by the owner, founder, and creator, Ramon Kingsley. He not only hand-assembles each watch himself and designs each watch himself, but he also hand-assembles each individual and unique handmade wooden cigar box that our watches come packaged in. But the Type 3 Cali King in copper steel, in my opinion, is probably the best made watch under $1,000. It is a ETA quartz movement. It does run in an ETA quartz movement. These will be available hopefully before Christmas in automatic movements. But this has steel blued hands. It has a California dial. This is our homage to the California dial that was developed by Rolex for Panerai in 1936. It's a sandwich dial, which means the Roman numerals and Arabic numerals are cut out into the face. It's very high quality. I would say the construction and quality of this watch is similar to watch at least in the $5,000 to $7,000 range. It has a big onion crown. A lot of people worry about the size of the crown, but it's perfectly fit in the middle of the case. We tested it, so it's not too sharp. It's also very reminiscent of a pocket watch onion crown. When you turn it to the side, the watch essentially looks like a pocket watch with a strap fitted on it. Our straps are made out of They're basically B2 bomber jackets that have been hand cut, restitched, and restamped with our company's identity on it. This is $900 in copper steel. It starts at $800 in regular steel. You can get it in black steel, and you can also get it in a bronze steel finish. And it's just an incredibly well-made product, all hand-assembled in the U.S. And I don't think I've ever seen anything as well-made for the money. It's just very unique, very masculine, and it's extremely addictive. Once you have one, you definitely want more. So if you want to place your order, you can reach out to me at amitdavehonda@gmail.com to order your Kingsley 1945 Type 3 Cali King in copper steel. The fourth watch is the IWC Mark 18 Edition Le Petit Prince. IWC is really responsible for popularizing and making the Pilot watch iconic. The Pilot watch has been around since the 40s. This is something that they introduced last year when they redid their entire Pilot collection. I love how well made this watch is. I love how utilitarian it is. And I think the Petit Prince with the blue dial and the contrasting, you know, brown Pilot strap, it's just a very masculine, very everyday sort of tool watch. You know, I love the size of it. At 40 millimeters, I think it's a great size. It's anti-magnetic. It's very legible. It's very contrastic. It has a date at the 3 o'clock position. It has these incredible propeller style hands as well, which are very cool. And it's just a watch that withstands the test of time. If you want to be taken seriously with the best of them in the watch game, this is a great entry-level watch for under $4,000. This is $3,950. IWC are made in Schaffhausen on the border of Switzerland and Germany. They really did popularize the Pilot's watch. I've never been really a fan of blue dials. There are only a few blue dial watches that I like. They're growing on me more and more, and this is definitely one of them. This is a great blue jeans watch. It's a great watch to wear with a suit. It's a great watch to wear casually. It's a great watch to wear every day. And you can definitely contact me at amitdavehonda@gmail.com to order yours today. I can definitely help you get one from an authorized IWC retailer at a better price and no tax depending on where you live. My last suggestion for a watch between $195 and $5,000 is the Tudor Black Bay Chronograph that came out this year at Baselworld 2017. I'm not a fan of chronograph watches in general, but I would absolutely purchase this watch. Now, you know, Tudor is a subsidiary brand of Rolex. They make a superior product. There are a lot of people out there who still have no idea who Tudor is. They think that it's a brand that, you know, Rolex just started, or a brand that Rolex just aligned or affiliated with themselves with. That's not true at all. This Rolex has owned this brand since the 40s, if not earlier. It had its day in, you know, the 90s, and it left in the 90s in the American market. It was available in the rest of the world. But in 2013, the brand relaunched, and they came back with models that, honestly, in my opinion, Rolex hopefully at some point will do their own interpretations of vintage models they've made. But what's amazing about Tudor is the quality that you get, the styling that you get, and the price that they're at is just, you're getting a superior product for not much money from a serious watch brand. And the Tudor Black Bay Chronograph reminds me of a vintage Rolex Daytona from the 60s. And they even, you know, have the depth rating written in red, which is very cool. It's kind of like a nod to Rolex and Tudor's vintage history. And it's just, I don't know, it's got that vintage domed sapphire crystal, you know, that sort of iconic riveted bracelet that were on vintage Rolex and Tudor models. It has the Breitling B01 platform movement. So it's basically the base is a Breitling B01 base, and then I believe the rest is adapted and completely configured by Tudor. It was their collaboration, which is an incredible thing in itself, because, you know, Rolex and Breitling are definitely competitors. So to have Rolex's subsidiary brand Tudor working with Breitling to develop their chronograph movement, I think says a lot about Tudor. It says that they stand on their own and they're not afraid to take risks and develop their own things and be their own brand. And at $5,050, this is less than half the price of the Rolex Daytona in stainless steel with a black ceramic bezel, which is $12,400. Quality is there, the craftsmanship is there, the recognition, the average man does not know what Tudor is, so obviously it's going to still take time, but honestly, in my opinion, Tudor is really where it's at. They've done some amazing things. This watch is a two-register chronograph, so you know, you've got the sub-second hand at the 9 o'clock position, which is the second hand of the watch. You've got the chronograph hand at the 3 o'clock position. You have a date at the 6 o'clock position. You have indices in between, and you have snowflake hands. And it's a black dial. It's very visible. It's very legible. And I just recently tried it on, and I was really impressed with the execution of it, how comfortable it was. I don't like too many things going on in the dial. I don't really like dates either, but this didn't bother me. I can definitely help you get one from an authorized Tudor retailer, possibly save you money and tax depending on where you live. Definitely reach out to me at amitdavehonda@gmail.com. I can help you get, you know, at least 3 or 4 of these watches, with the exception of Swatch, which you can buy at a you can definitely buy a Swatch at a Swatch store. There are Swatch boutiques all over the country. But the rest of the brands I can definitely help you get, no problem. I do work on a consultation fee basis. It's $150. So if you want my advice, or you want to bounce things off of me, or you want an education in watches, I charge $150 for the hour. You get some emails and calls, and then if you decide to buy a watch from me, I take the $150 or whatever you've spent with me, and I apply that towards the watch that you want to purchase within a year. So you have nothing to lose and everything to gain, and you can pay that via PayPal on my website in the About section. If you click that and scroll all the way to the bottom, you'll see there's a PayPal feature, so you can pay me that $150 PayPal fee. You can write to me and tell me what you're looking to do. But yeah, if you want to consult me in any way, I will be happy to once I receive the PayPal fee. Check out my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are at Amit Dave Honda. You should definitely stay tuned to my blog. You can read that at www.amitdavehonda.com and click the blog feature. You can listen to my podcast. You can buy a Kingsley 1945 watch. Kingsley 1945 watches is a brand that I distribute out of Providence, Rhode Island, and they're all in style, design, and hand assembled there by the owner and founder, Ramon Kingsley. You can also watch my videos. And until next time, rock on and fly back.